Live from Toad Hall in beautiful downtown Racine, Wisconsin, it's the Low Effort Podcast this week of Guys, Games, and Beer. Can I get a yay?
Yay. You're halfway enthusiastic. Woo.
Woo. We are tired. We have been preparing.
It's going dangerously close to NPR.
Yes. Yes. Welcome to Guys, Games, and Beer on National Public Radio again.
So low effort apparently is NPR.
Yes. Talk really soft. Let's talk about Nuance today. No, we're not going to talk about Nuance. We're going to talk about the Midwest Gaming Classic. Yep. By the time you see this, it's either happening or it's happening tomorrow. If you're an early adopter, tomorrow.
And if it's happening tomorrow, you need to get yourself down to the Sheraton Hotel in Brookfield, Wisconsin. $30 on Saturday, $15 on Sunday.
$40 for a weekend pass.
$40 for a weekend pass, only if you buy it by tomorrow. By Thursday, though. So while you're watching this, go to their website, Midwest Gaming Classic, and buy yourself a weekend pass for $40. You get $5 off. It's a great deal.
And you get to see us.
Oh, you get to do more than just see us, Rob. You get to touch us.
That's true.
You get to touch Rob.
Us. I mean, what kind of deal is that?
I like that deal.
So that should cost us about what? A six pack. So.
Yeah, right? It's a win-win. They get a beer, we get some promotion, you know.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So, Rob, what is the first topic tonight?
Well, the first topic tonight is things we're looking forward to at the Midwest Gaming Classic. And I'm going to tell you what I'm looking forward to. Camaraderie with my fellow geeks. I cannot wait to see those TurboGrafx folks. Because I'm the only other guy that owns one. And them. It's us. It's us.
Say camaraderie with the floor. Because you'd be passed out from...
That was you last year. That might happen too, though.
He wasn't passed out. He was taking a nap.
That's right.
That's true. It was scheduled.
It didn't just spontaneously happen.
That's like,
the big difference.
It's totally unlike combustion. He planned it.
Yeah.
It's not spontaneous combustion. Spontaneously passing out on the floor. Yep, so yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing all my fellow retro gamers out there and board gamers and modern gamers. What the hell, I like you guys too. And I cannot wait to see. This really is an NPR episode, isn't it? It's like so light. The other thing. Yeah, right. The other thing. Yeah, maybe I'll just run the theme right through here, like in slow motion. No, and obviously the I want to buy crap because I always like to buy stuff when I'm at MGC because the prices aren't too bad actually for a show. They're really good prices, and occasionally you'll even get a deal out there. So that's kind of a rare event at an event.
Really? I thought shows, you go to shows because there's deals there.
You go to shows to buy things.
And then things got way more competitive. There's only so low they can go.
Yeah.
You know, the things are, you know, you find some cool stuff and there's stuff that in your head you're not thinking like, oh, hey, like this is what I want to buy. But then you see on that table and be like, that's a pretty good price for that. I could buy that. It's, you know, they get you. You know?
Exactly.
There's no shipping, which is always a good thing.
Which can be a big plus.
Yeah.
Especially buying on Goodwill.com because damn, their shipping sucks.
What the hell is with you, Goodwill.com? I mean, come on. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd hate to ruin the Goodwill.com name with shop. Goodwill. Oh, nice.
Thanks for ruining that secret.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's not a secret anymore.
On there, but their shipping fees are very exorbitant and very difficult and hard to calculate, and you pay a lot per item, basically, for people who do not know.
Yep. Hey, look, it's a copy of Final Fantasy VII for the PlayStation for $1. Shipping's $37.95, but very upsetting. How about you, Larry? What are you looking forward to? Massive drunkenness. But
yeah, looking forward to displaying that Vetrex again with our logo, so that'll be fun.
That's pretty sexy.
Yeah, that was good work.
That is sexy.
So we're going to get that going again.
That'll be on the gin bar, too.
Correct.
Nice. You know, I just, what's out there? And there is supposedly a tapper machine that might be for sale out there, the exact one I wanted. So
you're buying a tapper machine?
Oh, I might.
This is one
and
of the, like, the bar tappers.
Yeah, it's the one I was even talking about. It was it's the Budweiser version with the brass rails and the foot
and the cup holders and everything. I mean, this is the full version.
You're gonna spend a pretty penny on that.
Yeah, Larry, what was the price on that?
900?
Yeah, I think he wants he's asking 1,000.
What's the last day price though?
That being said, wait till Sunday.
Right. If he's dragging that thing, right. So let's see if
he's willing to deal on Sunday.
That's the tip of the day, by the way. Buy your crap on Sunday. Or on the first day.
It is a fairly rare chance.
Or if I buy it on Friday, maybe it'll be in our room.
That would be awesome.
I'm good with that because I'm
the first day. Yes, I'm good with that.
Dibs.
That would be cool.
How about it, Laura?
I actually was going to say tapper because that's what I did all last year was play tapper.
Yeah, but that was actually at the bar.
Right. I'm looking forward to karaoke on Friday night. And hopefully Susie heckling some more people. And all of our Oculus Rifts that we're going to have set up.
We are going to have some great Oculus Rift stuff this year.
Yeah. I'm at the point where we have 4 of them, and I still have to narrow down what we're going to run in each one because we have that much cool stuff. It's going to be a tough call. So
yeah,
we're
making... way cooler than that.
Yeah, it's going to be way cooler than last year.
Yeah, especially the new DK2s. They are absolutely beautiful. I mean, even... Okay, so it sounds stupid simple, but there's something called Lava Coaster on the DK2. And the motion, when you're going through that curvy part through there and you start leaning and looking around, you'll get sick. I mean, you will be hurling from that section of the coaster. It's really that good. So it's brilliant. Yeah,
are you using the Rumble Pack on any of them?
Well, that's Travis's call.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen.
All right, I'll get the Rumble Pack out.
Probably a good call, at least one of them.
All right.
Are you all set?
Okay, no, I was chiming in on what she said.
Okay, how about it, Patrick?
Why am I going to...
What am I looking forward to? I'm actually looking forward to the...
You're lurking forward.
I'm lurking. Get nice and comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to just the environment of the whole weekend. It's just always a great experience. And also seeing Rob get drunk off gin. It's always great.
I'm such a dick when I'm on gin.
Yeah, we do this every week.
Saying that I am on gin all the time?
Oh. Yeah.
But cut, we could just, re-drink you because there's that much gin in there.
Yeah, you did squeeze my arm that one time trying to get a gin mill going.
But
it did work.
I'm also looking forward to the expansion of the Guys Games and Beer Room into 2 rooms now.
We have 2 rooms of justice.
They just wanted to quarantine us more at the end of the hall so we didn't have to be around more people,
They were hoping that more of our staff would be tied up, but we got more staff.
Yeah. We're the bastard child of MGC, I think.
Pretty much. We got.
They're a much more family friendly event than we are as a group.
So we're at the end of the hall.
That said, I mean we're trying really hard this year. Yeah, we will try to be good this year.
Like Saturday morning.
We don't have any formal complaints.
It is Sunday morning as well.
Yeah, if you have family you want to bring and
don't,
you might want to do it in the morning. In the morning.
When we're sober. Yeah, bring them in the morning when we're all still sober, okay?
When everybody but us are sober.
That's true. And Jonah. Yeah, we're not sober in the morning. What am I saying? I lied.
Jonah will be sober the entire time. So you can meet Jonah and he'll be totally sober.
Yeah, Jonah's the spokesperson.
Yeah, Jonah can be the sober one of the group. He's the DD. Oh, wait, he doesn't have a license yet. That's okay. He's still the DD. This is Wisconsin.
Yeah.
If he's the only one sober, he should drive.
Yes, exactly. That's how that works.
You know what's funny?
In preparing for this, I think we kind of figured out, we could probably use 3 rooms.
Yeah, we did.
Years from now, we're going to have like a whole hall.
Next year, those TurboGrafx kids are gone. We're taking their room next.
We're not going to be invited back.
We should just walk up to the rooms and just start going like this and just stir them straight on.
With a bottle of gin in one hand.
We're now the dogs.
MGC. I see you stomping around our territory.
That's a nice looking room you got there.
Shame something happened to it.
You gotta make sure. Be a shame if Larry just, I don't know, vomited.
Yeah.
It smells like beer. All
right.
Well, I get that a lot. How about it, Tom? What are you looking forward to?
God, there's so much to look forward to. Come on. It's Midwest Gaming Classic, for the love of God. So, let's see. I'm looking forward to the vendor area, because there's nothing. The vending area last year had gotten so large, they've now had to build a section basically out of the hotel to house all the vendors, and they're going to do it again this year. So,
they're going to have live music the entire Saturday.
In the vendor area as well, yes. Oh, God, yes. I mean, it is going to be amazing in the vending area. So, as always, looking forward to the vending area. There's nothing hardware-wise I'm looking for specifically, but there's always, like Travis said, you see that, I'll take that, yeah, which I did last year on quite a few items. I think we all did last year on quite a few items. So vendor area as always. I will be drinking from the moment I get there. I do realize I have to set up, but that doesn't mean I can't drink and set up at the same time. So I plan on starting drinking 10 a.m. on Friday morning and pretty much all weekend long.
I would avoid anything that's in a high location, actually, in our room for the first 24 hours or so. I'm just saying.
The stacking spells. We're not Tetris people.
So I'm looking forward to that. Again, looking forward to showing off a lot of cool hardware. We have got some amazing things to display this year. The Attack of the Clones display is going to be great. So I like the idea of old retro games being made anew. And again, they've been hawking them every Christmas for the last how many years now at Walgreens and every place else. Chance to see them compared to their originals and how much they're alike and different. The Atari stuff, the Intellivision stuff, the ColecoVision stuff, the Genesis stuff, the NES stuff. There are flashbacks for everything now, so it's really cool to see all these systems. It used to be the NES was the only system you could get like that. Now there's everybody's well, not everybody.
Well, and there was.
There never was an official NES flashback, yeah, was there?
No, there isn't. But I didn't say that it had to be official. Again.
That being said, we're featuring all the official ones.
No, we're not. We have the NES ones.
Oh. Yeah. We have an excessive amount.
Is it the one that has the gun game that instead of like shooting birds and having a dog, it's a space alien? Do we have that version?
I might have that version. We're bringing a couple of the NES ones, so we'll see which ones we have. So we've got a lot of those to show off. We're showing off a lot of cool games that you normally wouldn't see, a lot of cool hardware you normally wouldn't see. Like they said, two rooms of awesomeness. So we've got that covered. So looking forward to that. Again, looking forward to gin. Oh, I said drinking already, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah, well, it's
going to be a bit of gin.
There's going to be a lot of drinking.
Who's gin?
G2B gin.
All right.
I mean, this is...
Oh, I thought we were playing the card game.
No. This is special gin that we brew specifically for the show. So we are going to have G2B gin at the show. I'm looking forward to Jerry's... over 1,000 Jell-O and pudding shots she's made for the show. Now, think about this. Over 1,000 Jell-O and pudding shots. Who makes that many Jell-O and pudding shots? Oh, wait. Jerry does. Jerry, you made over 1,000 shots for this show. So it's going to be a really good weekend from that standpoint alone. So, yeah. What else am I looking forward to? I may actually buy a pinball machine or an arcade game this weekend, too, if I see any really good deals. Yeah, I've got a pinball table that I'm going to convert to a digital, but if I can find a decent-looking system, I might buy a system this weekend. We'll see. I'm not going to compete with you. Don't worry. You got yours. I did, mind you, when Jimmy mentioned it to me, I did think about it for at least a small moment. Ooh, Tapper. But no, all yours, all right? All right.
Until I snipe it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not. You know that I only scrape the bottom of the barrel on that stuff. So, well, how about it, Travis?
We got a lot we're setting up this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just kind of polishing up the Oculus stuff. I think that's really going to pack in this year. We've got some really cool demos we're showing off. I know for sure we're doing this really sweet 80s arcade, 80s/early 90s. That's absolutely beautiful. It's very graphically stunning. The games in there are all fully functional. It's really cool. We're working on some stuff that uses full motion control on the Racer Hydra, which is super fun. And I'm really, like, last year, like, the coasters and stuff, people, like, loved, and they, like, went ape shit over. So really, like, I think this is really going to take us to the next level. And, like, seeing the expressions on people's faces when they play is just always very priceless. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that over the weekend. That Pac-Man thing that we have going, we have multiplayer Pac-Man. And I played it, and it is the coolest thing since sliced bread. It is very, very cool. It's familiar. Everybody knows how to play it. It's different enough that, you know, everybody's just like going to be like, oh my god, this is weird. And I think people are going to get a good kick out of that. Other than that, I'm really looking forward to tabletop this year. Play the ghosts that we know of. Yeah, I looked around and that's the only one I saw. And I have pretty good Google Foo. So, yeah, that's the art. Milcog is the group out of Milwaukee. They have like $30,000 of tabletop games that they're going to be lending to people all day to play in their gaming area. So it's going to be a really good excuse to try new things. They've got a lot of space set out in the vendor tent for trying out board games and stuff. So I'm really excited to give that a go. I'm really crossing my fingers. I should be having a bunch of like tabletop day promos come in from Japanime and a couple other companies. And they should be here by Saturday. So I'm really hoping because... What? Oh, yeah. Witch, yeah. And we're going to be running a Witch game on Saturday night. But, yeah, no, I'm really, really hoping all these promos, because I'm going to have a lot of stuff to give away this weekend from different companies that I've been working with. So, like, I was like, hey, yeah, $192 discount, I'll take it. And then they were just like, let's ship it to you for free and just give it away and promote us. I'm like, okay, sounds good. I'm going to give our name on it, too. So I'm hoping that all gets here and we'll be running some really interesting games and stuff this weekend regardless. But I'll hopefully have some extra free stuff to give away as well this weekend.
Nothing like free crap.
Free crap is good. I like free crap.
So if you like free crap, come to Guys, Games, and Beer this weekend at the Midwest Gaming Classic. So now, we're going to shift to the next topic. Next topic is... Now, I recently watched the movie that was about the Atari 2600 landfill.
The E.T. one.
Yeah, and they were talking about the E.T. one. E.T. was only like 10%. Of what was
someone involved with that situation is going to be at the MGC.
That's what kind of got the topic going, is this. And I wanted to talk about, because I've always said this and I've gotten a lot of guff for it, there's a lot worse games than E.T. out there. I've played E.T. and most people, and they pointed this out in the film too, and I've said it as well all along. Most people who say E.T. is a really bad game haven't tried it. It's not the worst game ever. It's not a good game. Don't get me wrong. This is not a good game. But that said, I spent hours and hours on it because, you know, back in the day, there was only one game getting released per year. So you had to play the damn thing. So you get pretty good at playing it, and you start to learn the nuance. It was okay. It was not
the worst.
It was definitely not the worst. It
might have been better graphically than Pac-Man 2600.
By the way, speaking of games that were worse... Yes. The Atari 2600 version of Pac-Man was worse.
I agree.
Considering there was a pattern that you could do, which most people learned just by playing it, where you just would never get hit by any ghosts whatsoever, and you could just play until you dropped dead.
That's because the ghosts weren't random or intelligent.
Right.
They had a set pattern that they ran, so you could just run around their pattern all day long.
Neither were the people running Atari at the time.
Well, that's true, too.
Sad to say. But I do, I can also mention... Anything by Data Age Electronics was worse than E.T. They were terrible. Their games were... Airlock. It just... It was some blocks on a screen with a guy jumping over them. I mean, and you were supposed to escape from an airlock, but it never really looked anything like that. You're supposed to be in a submarine.
Right, so Data Age made for most of the early 80s systems. They made for the ColecoVision, they made for the Intellivision, they made for the Atari.
And they were uniformly bad.
They really were. It was a... Again, I'm not sure who was... I'm actually going to have to look that up because I forget who ran the company. It's a fairly small software house, but they produced a lot of titles. They pumped them out.
There's probably more Data Age titles in landfills than any other.
I agree with you on that.
They're just terrible. I mean, they're not... Oh man, they're bad.
Okay, well that was you're right. That is it. That one.
So anything by Data Age is actually worse than E.T.
I think I have to agree with you on that. So
and did they make that? Fire game, the Fireman game too? I'm trying to remember who made that one. That was bad.
I do not remember that one. So
sounds like a good idea. Hey, it's a fireman. Yeah, you get to be a fireman. You don't get to be that real often in a game, and you don't want to be if you're playing it on the Atari 2600 either. Oh, firefighter.
Yeah. Many kids, that might have been a magic. And dreams were crushed that day.
Right? Magic generally did good work, though.
Yeah, they did. No, I'm not talking smack about Magic. Studios. Please. Yeah, Cosmic Arc?
They were one of the better studios.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot worse games. Hell, on the PC every day, worse games come out. All right, how about it, Larry? Worst game?
Than E.T.
Than E.T.
I'm going to throw a Vectrex game under the bus.
I know which one it is. Go ahead and do it. It deserves it.
Polar Rescue is just terrible.
Okay, now here is the worst part about that. So it is the worst game ever. It is worse than Atari. I'm sorry, than E.T. on the Atari. And it is also one of the most expensive games for the Vectrex. Why? Because it sucks so badly, nobody has it.
And they threw it out the minute they got it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the overlay for it. For Vectrex, you got to take sort of in my opinion, you take the overlay and the game together to sort of say, okay, this was what the game was. I mean, maybe you don't have it now, or maybe it doesn't need it, but that's what came in the box. And the overlay is lame. It has almost nothing on it. And the controls are terrible. And it's not graphically interesting. There are just so many better games.
What did you do in the game?
It was a sub game.
Okay.
Another sub game.
Which ironically, you don't even think of that when you think Polar Rescue. You're like Seawolf, kind of. Okay, yeah, maybe. You know. No, Polar Rescue is a sub game, and it was terrible for the Vectrex. It was completely unrecommendable. That we say. I do have it.
Right, where are we going next? I'm going to sneak that into my Vectrex top 5 on a video and see how much hate mail I get. How about it, Laura? You got a game worse?
No. Vectrex?
Right? I can imagine the hate. Nope, Patrick could not think of a game worse.
So for me, it is a game. It came out like 2003, 2004, but it's Stellar Stone Entertainment. It is called Big Rigs Over the Road Racing. Yeah. And it has a current Metacritic score of 8. Not 8 out of 100. Not 8 out of 10, 8 out of 100. So basically, the goal is this was right around the time the Dreamcast had 52-wheeler, which is a really sweet arcade driving game. And I was like, okay, I found another racing game where you race semis. And it is so buggy and unplayable. So the first 2-3 hours, it's hilariously buggy. You're driving through the map, hey, the road goes up a hill. You just go straight through it. And this is on the this is on the regular track. You're not going off road or off anything. This is on the track they designed you to race through. And sometimes
just go through the track.
Yeah. It's a shortcut. It's a shortcut. And then it would rarely register you actually finishing the race. And then when you did, it had a famous thing, a gold trophy would pop up and say your winner. And it was just laughably bad. And then after about 2 hours, you're like, wow, this is so buggy. It's just unplayable. They didn't even try. It was hilariously bad. And then it's just sad.
I think I commend your stick-to-itness. It sounds like you played it
three and a half hours. Yeah. There was alcohol in college involved, so, you know. It was funny when you were drunk.
Oh, I bet you can't play that another hour. I can't do
that. Yeah. That was it. I'll show them.
They actually have that game in Jitmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one.
You ready?
No.
Custer's Revenge.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Okay.
It was topically bad.
It was topically bad. It is... a horrible, really a stupid game in the first place. Well, the idea is basically there's arrows raining down and you just need to avoid them. That's really difficult.
What,
so
you die then?
Only if you get hit by an arrow.
What?
But what's the point of the game, Tom?
I'm not going to the point. Download the game. Play it on your Vice, which is your Atari 2600 emulator. You'll find out what the point of the game is. Yes, be 18 or older to download this game. It is a really dumb game, and it really only has that level where arrows rain down on you, and you try to achieve your goal. So, worse than E.T.
If you are under the age of 18, please stop watching at this moment. Or listening
so
at this moment.
What the game is?
No, I just want to talk about how could anybody jerk off to that? I mean, really. It was just not attractive game.
This whole thing just took a turn.
I told you there's another version of that game very similar.
Which one?
Knight of the Town.
Oh yeah, Knight of the Town, yeah.
Yeah, where basically you got to get to the other side and get the Fair Maiden. And basically the dragon is like dropping stuff on you, you know.
Did you ever play Porky's on the Atari 2600? It does have a shower scene.
Nice.
No, I did not play Porky's on the Atari 2600. You know what? I don't think I will.
My parents bought Porky's for the Atari 2600 for me.
Not realizing what they bought.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell even seeing the graphics on the cover, so.
Let's be honest. Why is this all pixelated?
Did you ask
Wait,
for this?
Is this Japanese porn?
Look what we got.
Is this a Hello Kitty game? It's all pink.
And pixelated.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You did sound like you're playing that game.
I tried.
Oh.
But there's just no doing it. You need a Commodore 64 to properly... Forget it. I'm done with this discussion.
Yes. Okay, so I guess then we should take this out, Rob.
Yes, we should. All right, so the moral of this story today is...
Tomorrow... No, today, if this is Thursday and you're watching this, buy your tickets because you will get the weekend pass for $40. It's MidwestGaming.com. And you click on tickets, and it takes you right to the site where you buy it. $40 for weekend pass. It's a really good deal.
That is...
And again, like Travis said, if you mention that you saw it this episode, we'll buy you a beer.
We'll give you a beer.
Okay, yeah, we'll give him a beer because we ain't bought.
It's pre-bought.
It's pre-bought.
Yeah, it's pre-bought.
We pre-bought you a beer.
You must be 21.
And rebuilt.
Yes.
Unless you're like a 2-year-old and ass, that'll be hilarious. Yeah, so that's probably still good.
No, we might. No, no.
No, if there's a 2-year-old who asked me for a beer, I'm serving.
No, I'm just kidding.
As long as he's with parents.
This is Wisconsin.
And that is law, Saturday.
I see this on Channel 4 News. I just see that clip right there on Channel 4 News.
I drank when I was 2.
Yeah, I know you did.
This is Wisconsin.
Carmen. Yeah, if you're of age, and say hi to us and go ahead and have a beer with us.
Right. But you definitely stop by the Guys Gaming and Beer, check out all the cool stuff we have to show. Take a look around Midwest Gaming Classic. It's just an amazing show to go to.
Sure is, even if you don't drink.
It's going to be packed this weekend, too.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so remember that you can visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you type .com, it'll work too, but we prefer .net.
That's not our site!
It's our other site. Oh, wait.
Oh, no, I got .com.
Yeah. So if you want to see Patrick naked, .com. No. No. Also on Twitter, at Guys Games Beer. There is no and in that. But we got game giveaways going on all the freaking time on there. Speaking of game giveaways, we also have them on our Facebook at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. I don't think I have anything else to say, but I'm really far away from that power off switch. Hi, world.
Bye.
Oh, thanks.